And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Kuhn, and I am back at Casa de Kuhn here in the Matt Cave. Just got done getting out of the Mattmobile from New York City. Sorry about the episode last night. Went up a little later than I wanted, and also didn't have the bells and whistles that I usually have on it, you know, editing out all my yenos and ums, and also no music, but I wanted to get a show out to you. We are committed to this daily format, and man, oh man, the reaction we're getting, and because the work we're putting in, because of everything that's going on, I just want to ask you guys a favor. If you guys can help spread the word, we are becoming the best kept secret in all of wrestling podcasting. Every single day, a different show, and we are approaching perhaps the most news-making and interesting week in the entire history of professional wrestling, and we want to be your fan podcast that gives you the insight, that gives you some news and some takes and some cool retro stuff, but most importantly, brings us all together as wrestling fans. And today is no exception because something interesting happened. We talked about it last night. The New Japan Pro Wrestling controversy, the ambulance controversy. We'll talk all about it. Was there dirty tricks? And also maybe a story or two about the history of dirty tricks in professional wrestling this week. Why do I keep saying this week? Today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. I talked about the NJPW show, New Japan Pro Wrestling show, yesterday, and the controversy is crazy about what happened yesterday. By pure coincidence, it turned out that Matthew and I were staying in the New Japan hotel. Sometimes we do it on purpose. Like if we go to WrestleCon, we'd rather stay at the WrestleCon hotel because, you know, that's where all the action is. We don't want to travel so much. But in this case, we just got the hotel closest to the venue that was kind of affordable. Turns out, so, you know, we had the same one as everybody else and didn't want to bug anybody. There were some fans out front, just like three or four, and they just annoyed the shit out of me because anybody who walked out, they're just waiting outside this hotel. I don't know, man. I just think it's bad form. I understand being a fan. I understand wanting to interact with these stars. But I also understand there's a time and a place, and a lot of these guys do meet and greets. A lot of times there's opportunities to do that. I don't know, man. Falling into the hotel to take pictures. It's just, you know, there's one guy who took a bunch of pictures with him. And like every picture, all the New Japan guys seem so annoyed. And for instance, when I uploaded my show yesterday, I went to the computer down at the business center. I didn't even know if it'd work. Had my recorder with me. And I'm basically sitting in the area with the Bullet Club. The Bullet Club are all around. Jay White, Gato, Jado, and Tama Tonga. And they're all sitting around while I'm on the computer uploading this podcast. But again, maybe a little more decorum by some wrestling fans. Did happen to have just a couple naturally occurring conversations with a couple guys, maybe one that I'd met before. And that's what I brought to you last night, in that they totally believe that somebody messed with the show. Another interesting thing that happened is it's one of those hotels where there's not enough elevator for the hotel. So when you're heading downstairs in the morning, you're stuck, dude. You're just like in a small elevator with 50 people, and it stops on every floor on the way down. So we're on the 24th floor, stopping on every floor on the way down, and we're in there with Ricky Morton. And Ricky's talking to people, and, you know, he turned to Matthew. He saw Matthew's WCW jacket. He's like, where'd you guys come from? The elevator's packed, and every floor opens, and one floor it opened up. It's like Kota Ibushi, and we're like, we don't have room, Kota Ibushi. The funniest thing that happened was that there's a woman in there. As soon as we get to the bottom floor, she's like, what band are you in? And he's like, what? What band are you in? And then he's like, oh, no. I'm a professional wrestler. I'm not in a band. I just thought it was hilarious because you could take like Ricky Morton to look like an old member of Supertramp or something like that. But let's get to the matter at hand. Let's talk about this New Japan Pro Wrestling controversy that happened. what happened, what they say happened, was that there is a mandatory ambulance that needs to be on site for New Japan Pro Wrestling, for any wrestling at the Hammerstein. They use the same company at the Hammerstein for all events that go there, not just wrestling. A matter of fact, this particular ambulance company was used the night before for something else at the Hammerstein Ballroom. So, as the story goes, someone called that morning, canceled the ambulance, saying the event was not taking place that night anymore, that it had been canceled, so we didn't need the ambulance. By the time the show rolled around, there was no ambulance, so they couldn't start the show, so they had to find another ambulance. It didn't get there till 8:15. Take a shot every time I say the word ambulance. So, let's go through the options here, because a lot of people love jumping on conspiracy theories. They love looking at, oh shit, it's this or that. But let's just take it to the possible solutions that can happen here, then we'll look at some of the conspiracy theories. Number one, New Japan messed up. It's possible. If we're saying New Japan messed up, we're also saying New Japan is lying, right? That seems a little less possible. This is a big leap to say that New Japan Wrestling made it up, or New Japan Wrestling messed up and are covering their tracks. Invent a story. That's another leap, right? To say that they invented a fucking story. So that's one thing, okay? That's one possibility. Let's look at another possibility. The ambulance company messed up and then came up with that story. Again, people do mess up. People do cover their tracks. But in light of today's wrestling climate, to come up with that story that would really feed with people, that doesn't seem like something an ambulance company would do. That seems more like something a wrestling company would do. So that takes care of the ambulance company and New Japan Pro Wrestling. So then what happened? Did someone actually call and cancel? This is the story I heard from Mike Johnson from PW Insider. Dave Meltzer wasn't on board with it yet. I think he is a little suspicious of, or he's being cautious as to jumping on this story because of the implications it can have. In talking to New Japan talent, and I'm talking about people that wrestled on the show that I saw, one of them told me, like I said last night, he said, what did you hear? And I said, I heard the shit got canceled. I heard someone canceled your ambulance. And he goes, yep, that's what we heard too. And we think we know who did it. And that's what I said last night. And in talking to someone else last night, and this might've been after I recorded, and having a good conversation with this person told me, yes, someone did cancel the ambulance on us. So at the very least, New Japan Pro Wrestling talent believe it or are saying that, right? So that's the story that's going to come out of there. That story's not going to change. That's the story that's coming out. So let's say that it's not anything else, but someone's lying or somebody tried to ruin this show. I can't even begin to think who would do this, right? Well, I guess we could begin. The first suspect people are talking about is Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor's relationship with New Japan is falling apart. One thing is the MSG show, which should have been the greatest moment in Ring of Honor history, was a train wreck in so many ways. And New Japan Pro Wrestling was a little miffed, so I hear, about the Enzo and Cass thing. Not so much that it was used, but that they weren't told. Also, New Japan Pro Wrestling was a little miffed about the way their talent was used and about the way it was positioned. And also the fact that I think by the way the MSG show was booked and the way things went down, it made it harder for them to rebook another show like that there in the future. In addition to that, when they booked this tour, this little tour they did of the Northeast, which was Boston area, New York, and Philly, they did not involve Ring of Honor at all, which has been very unusual. It's not that far of a stretch to say New Japan was pissed off about the Enzo and Cass thing. This is an organization that still refuses to work with Impact Wrestling because of the way that Okada and other talent were treated in Impact like a long, long time ago. So I guess Ring of Honor's a suspect if you're looking at motive, right? New Japan Pro Wrestling comes to the area that without them, the same area that they co-headlined the MSG show, Madison Square Garden show. Ring of Honor had used that building before, knew the ambulance company. Ring of Honor done a whole bunch of shows in Hammerstein Ballroom. So they have the logistical possibility of doing it. They have the incentive and the motivation to do it, and things are kind of falling apart right now. But again, that's a big leap thinking that they would do it. It's a big leap to say, okay, well, then they would do something that fucking underhanded. And we want to be really careful about accusations like that, because I've seen them on my Twitter feed and other Twitter feeds. Oh, people saying, oh, it's totally WWE or it's totally Ring of Honor. Guys, we can't just throw around accusations. Second suspect, such a hypocrite, is WWE. WWE really got messed over in a way in their minds with Ring of Honor and New Japan together booking Madison Square Garden. So much so that for a little bit, that show was not going to happen. It was not going to happen, and then it was going to happen again. Like, there was some maneuvering behind the scenes that made that show take place, but it is New Japan Pro Wrestling, which in WWE's mind probably is associated with All Elite Wrestling, even though it's really not. And I say that because I think WWE thinks that the Bullet Club and the Elite are the same thing. If you look at how much they're double downing on the original club or the only club that matters. But anybody coming into their territory, New York is their territory. Ring of Honor, maybe. They just did Madison Square Garden. And New Japan Pro Wrestling co-headlining the Madison Square Garden show is the first time anybody has had a big show in the Northeast in a long time. And certainly the first on that hallowed wrestling WWE ground. So there's your motivation. They're very familiar with the Hammerstein Ballroom, as we know, one night stand. Many, many Raws took place in the same building. Hammerstein Ballroom is in the Manhattan Center, which is one building. So they know the building well. They probably know the same ambulance company. So once again, much like Ring of Honor, they had the motive, they had the opportunity, and they also had, you know, the knowledge of the logistics. It wouldn't be too hard a thing for them to do. But again, would they do this? Would you make the leap to say, these guys definitely did that? And would a wrestling company that big, a billion-dollar company, open themselves up for such a scandal if they were involved in something so small-ball as to cancel a local show and to get in the way of a local show? I mean, they've done things like that in the past, for sure. I think of the AWA Super Clash, which was kind of an attempt of several organizations, Memphis and World Class and the AWA, together to throw together a WrestleMania-type event to counteract the WWE. You know, come together or we'll all die apart kind of thing. Of course, it failed miserably. But what the WWE tried to do there, the story goes, and told by more than one person, is that apparently they tried to get Kerry Von Erich disqualified from the main event because he was an amputee. And apparently there's some kind of rule about an amputee being in some kind of event or something like that. And they actually filed an objection with the commission, the Illinois commission. Nothing came of it because they planned the hearing after the event took place. This is the company that put Survivor Series up against Starrcade and told companies, if you carried Starrcade, you're not going to carry WrestleMania. It's the same company that then put the Royal Rumble up again, which was on free TV, against the Bunkhouse Stampede. So they're not against some counter-programming and being aggressive. But would a company this big open themselves up to such litigious and PR nightmare by doing this? I don't think so. So in my mind, I would clear the WWE. Now, I had a wrestling talent, ex-WWE wrestler, and someone you would all know. We were talking about it, and he said he thought the WWE would have done something like this. I don't think so, just because I think it's just too small ball for a company this big to get involved with. They have other things on their plate. It doesn't seem like they would take the time to do this. Now, would Ring of Honor? To me, that would be the only suspect if it was a company. I'm not saying it is, but if you're going to look at a company, they seem to have the motive. They do know the building. They do have current issues going on right now. There's probably hard feelings about New Japan Pro Wrestling being in the Northeast, not working with them for the first time in a long time. It's a situation that is going to bear itself out. I'm not throwing any accusations out there, but I owe it to the listeners on Total Engagement to be honest and give you my honest assessment. I think that it some funny business went down, but I don't think it involved a wrestling company. That's my gut feeling. It might have been somebody who felt like they were helping a wrestling company. It might have been a rogue employee of a wrestling company. But I severely doubt it was anybody at the higher levels of any wrestling company involved in knowledge of this kind of shit going on. I don't think so. But I do think it went on, and I think a suspect would be a rogue employee or a crazy sympathizer of one of these other two companies. But I will tell you, we have lots of sympathizers with Total Engagement with Matt Kuhn. We have the biggest week in wrestling history coming up. We're going to be doing All Elite NXT previews. I'm going to be at the All Elite TV show, the first one, October 2nd. And so I'll give you a live report. I mean, it's not going to be live, but I'll be there live. And I'll give you a report from there. And we're going to do a bunch of cool stuff. Thank you for listening to Crime and Wrestling. Do me a favor, go and download, listen to all the old shows. They're only 15 minutes. They don't take up any room on your phone. Have them there in case you want to listen to them later. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and please support your podcast, your fan podcast. We're all in it together. We all want everything to succeed. I want you to succeed. Hopefully you want us to succeed. And we're going to succeed together tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.